from one island of detention to another. Refugees in the detention centre on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea have been offered an opportunity to transfer to Nauru. Posters announcing the offer went up at the Manus Centre yesterday. Iranian refugee Amir Taginia says he doesn't believe many of his fellow detainees will take the transfer.
We do not want to move there because this is another detention centre. This is another island prison. And we do not want to be resettled in Nauru or Papua New Guinea because these are not any solution.
The Manus Island Detention Centre is due to be closed by October the 30th. And there's still no clarity about what will happen to the roughly 750 men detained there. The Refugee Action Coalition's Ian Rintoul says besides a few men who have family on Nauru, he does not believe any others will accept the offer.
The short answer is no. No one's interested in going to Nauru. Nauru has no prospects of resettlement. They've said that quite bluntly. There's no resettlement available on Nauru. So effectively, people will be going to a prison island. The only prospect of getting out of would be, to go to the US.
The offer of a transfer to Nauru applies only to those people involved in the US resettlement process. Mr. Rintoul says about two-thirds of the men on Manus have been interviewed by the US officials and may be eligible. In September last year, Australia signed an agreement with the United States to resettle refugees from the centres on both Manus Island and Nauru. So far, a total of just 54 people have been resettled through the agreement, though. Mr. Rintoul says that makes the offer to move to Nauru particularly noteworthy.
It is a clear indication that the government itself, the Australian government, has no confidence in the US deal providing any outcomes for people who are on Manus and Nauru.
The Department of Immigration and Border Protection says in a statement the government is continuing to work with both Nauru and Papua New Guinea about asylum seeker arrangements.
The government of Nauru has agreed to receive PNG-determined refugees in Nauru to await third country resettlement. Relocation is voluntary. No one will be forced to move to Nauru.
But Greens immigration spokesman Nick McKim says the transfer offer is a sign of desperation from the government.
This absolutely reeks of panic and desperation. I mean, Peter Dutton's basically trying to shift people from one of Australia's offshore prisons to another because he has no plan for what to do with the guys on Manus Island after the prison there closes, other than to abandon them into danger in the Papua New Guinea community.